Let's turn our attention across the Atlantic. I feel like it's Groundhog Day. Another major legal ruling, another big boost for Donald Trump and his presidential re-election campaign. Simon Marks joins us, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, I think we've talked about three or four legal cases in the last few months. This is a particularly big one, though. This is relates to the Colorado's attempt to remove Donald Trump from the ballot in that state. It's been thrown out by the Supreme Court pretty decisively. Good evening.
Yeah, thrown out unanimously by the Supreme Court, Ben. And to put that into perspective, I mean, the Supreme Court in the polarized atmosphere of Washington, D.C. today doesn't even send out for pizza unanimously anymore. I mean, so this is a very substantial ruling in Donald Trump's favor. It relates to efforts by Trump critics all over the country to try and use Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the American Constitution to block him from running for his old job again. And Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says that if you have taken an oath to protect the US Constitution, as Donald Trump, of course, did when he was sworn in for the presidency after the 2016 general election here, then if you go on to commit an act of insurrection against the country, you should not be eligible to run for office again. But this element of the US Constitution dates all the way back to the 1870s, to the post-Civil War era, when there were efforts being made to make sure that the leaders of the Confederacy in the American South, who had essentially led an insurrection against the United States, should never rise to positions of national leadership. It had never been tested by the Supreme Court before, and unanimously today, the Supreme Court justices, all nine of them, said that actually courts in individual states do not have the power to prevent Donald Trump or any other candidate from running for the presidency. They said Congress only could do that, and five of the nine justices urged Congress now to come to grips with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and put some meat on the bones of what are some pretty imprecise words that are contained in that section of the Constitution. Down at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump, having heard the news from Washington, went before the cameras and welcomed the Supreme Court decision.
Frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now, extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well.
And this Supreme Court ruling applies not only to the decision that was handed down by the courts in Colorado, it also overrides efforts by the states of Maine and Illinois to bar Donald Trump from the presidential primary and the presidential election in November. He noted there that this is a decision that is going to be talked about 100, 200 years from now, and he's right about that, because it does establish a new precedent and clarify that the Constitution's 14th Amendment cannot be used in this way, although notably, Ben, the court did not take a position on whether Donald Trump had committed an act of insurrection. And of course, that is going to be the subject of another legal case that he's battling at the moment that's being brought against him by the Department of Justice. And it too may eventually rise to the level of the Supreme Court.
Is this it, Simon? Is this basically the day on which Donald Trump was all but confirmed as the Republican nominee come the election this November? Is there anything that could stop him between now and then, do you think?
Well, I think actually, Ben, that's tomorrow. I think we'll be talking about that tomorrow, Super Tuesday, here in the United States, when, of course, the Republican primary goes national. 15 states and the U.S. territory of American Samoa holding their Republican primary caucuses, primaries and caucuses tomorrow here. Mathematically, Donald Trump, I mean, it's very clear that he's going to trounce Nikki Haley across the board. Mathematically, by the end of Super Tuesday, he won't actually officially have his arms around the Republican presidential nomination, but he will be within spitting distance of it. He may become the presumed Republican Party nominee a little bit later this month, possibly in early April. It's no longer a question of whether. It is a question of when he becomes the Republican Party's presidential standard bearer. But what this Supreme Court decision essentially did, given all of that is going to take place in the primaries and caucuses, is freeze in aspic the notion that we are hurtling towards a rematch of 2020 between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, unless some completely unexpected twist of fate occurs between now and November.
Simon, as always, thank you so much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. My goodness, you feel for the people of the US, don't you? Donald Trump or Joe Biden, what a choice.